Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnah of one who has one thing planted and then he wants to plant Kelayim. The previous Mishnah was talking about Kelayim Zeroyim. This Mishnah is talking about Kelayim Kerem, Kelayim within a vineyard. So Zeruah v'Nimlach Lenoit, they had, let's say, wheat growing there, and now he wants to plant in that area a grapevine. So he has a problem. He can't plant the grapevine, it's Kelayim. Lo Yoyime Etev Afka Choyfach. Should not say that I'll first plant the vine and afterwards I will uproot the wheat that started growing. First I have to get rid of the wheat and turn over the land and then afterwards plant. The two of Nimlach Zura, what about the other way around? He had a vineyard there and now he wants to uproot the vineyard and plant grain over there. He's not allowed to plant before he uproots the vine. He has to uproot the vine, get rid of that, and only afterwards start the planting. There's an interesting ha'or over here. How is he allowed to uproot a vine? There's a halacha of baltashes. One's not allowed to uproot a fruit tree. Gemara says it's even dangerous to do such a thing for cause death in the family. So there are certain cases where one can uproot a tree if it's causing damage or if it's producing a very small amount of fruit and it's not worth to keep it going. One has to ask a shayla, but there are certain circumstances one can uproot a grapevine or any type of tree, and you can plant once you uproot it, then you can plant grain in that area. In Rotsa Goimem at Pochot Mitefach, we have a chiddush that he has an option of cutting down the vine till less than a tefach above the ground, and then the Rev Achkach Mashorish. Then, since there's nothing really naked recognizable of those vines, then he could plant, and afterwards he could uproot the grapevines. Obviously, he cannot leave the grapevines there because then if they're going to start growing from the stump, and there will be grapes, you'll have Kelayim. We see a chiddush over here that even though the stump is there, one is permitted to plant wheat next to it. That's not considered planting Kelayim since you don't have the whole vine there with the grapes on it, and provided that he makes sure that he gets rid of the grapevine before the wheat grows.